Hello, trainers. Thanks for tuning in to PokéCast Go. This week, it's just going to be me, Professor Maple. Everybody else is at work or doing other things. But there was so much stuff that happened this week, I wanted to make sure we got our podcast out so you guys had all the information you needed to go continue on your Pokémon quests. So first of all, I hope everybody had a really good Torchic Community Day. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do next. I had a lot of fun with Torchic, and I'm excited for Mudkip probably coming up in a few months. Along with that, the Go Create Challenge. I know we've talked about those a lot. The last one ends tomorrow, which is May 22nd. So if you are going to participate in that, make sure you upload your entries to Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag Snapshot and hashtag Go Create Challenge. And on to our really, really exciting news. Obviously, everybody is super excited for our new Sinnoh Pokemon that got added to the game. We had Cherubi and Cherum, Gible and Gabite, Burmy, Shellos, and Hippopotas. It was really, really exciting to see those, especially with that sort of surprise appearance of Shellos that occurred earlier. So it's nice to see them in there for real. Things to know about these. If you now are trying to do your complete Pokedex, including all the regionals and legendaries and everything, it is now 485 Pokemon. That does not include different versions of Pokemon. So Shellos, the East or West Sea version, it's just one thing in the Pokedex. So that's not counting finding those different color variations. Speaking about those Shellos, they did sort of start appearing all over the world when they first came out. Now we have found out they have settled into some regional patterns, and that is based off the Primeridian. So the Eastern Hemisphere of the globe is getting, obviously, the Eastern Sea Shellos, which is the blue one. Western Hemisphere is getting the West Sea Shellos, which is the pink one. If you're on that Prime Meridian line, then you are probably seeing both of them, and I am very, very jealous. So that's about the Shellos. And again, there's really no difference to those. They use the same candy and everything. It's just a different color. That is the only difference. Another thing people have been noticing are that with the Cherubis and the Cherums, which is their evolution, people are finding a lot more Cherums than they are the Cherubis. There's been a lot of speculation as to why that might be. I think the most credible thing and the thing I probably would put the most stock in is that it is a weather-boosted form. Cherums have different forms based on the weather. So in-game, it's a day and night cycle. I thought it was a day and night cycle when it first came out, but I think it's just because it was sunny when it first came out and then became cloudy at nighttime. So it's kind of like an open cherry blossom Pokemon if the weather is sunny. If the weather is anything but sunny, it's kind of, it has this like dark purple almost cloak around it. It's supposed to be budded. So because of those weather boosted attributes, we think that's why we might be seeing a lot more of them and not very many of the Cherubis. Cherubis can come out of 5K eggs though. So if you are looking to get that Cherubi for your Pokedex, walk a lot of 5K eggs. They will be in there sometimes. Other good things to notice about this. Oh, and the Burmese are the other one that have very different cloaks and stuff. So if you've seen those Burmese around, you'll notice they kind of come in three colors. There's like a pink one, a green one, and a yellowish one. Those are their different cloaks. So the green one is a plant cloak, the yellow one is sandy cloak, and the pink one is trash cloak. You can find these ones in different areas. So the plants is pretty obvious. It's like parks, forests, anywhere that's grassy and plant-like. Sandy also is pretty obvious. It's beaches or places where there might be sand. And so like deserts or other things like that. The last one would be the trash coat. This is going to be more like in your urban areas. This is going to be towns, cities, that kind of stuff. So for anybody who has not had experience evolving the Burmese, it's a male-female difference for them. So all of the male Burmese are going to evolve into Mothim. Doesn't matter what their cloak is, they're all going to evolve into the same thing. It's 50 candy to evolve them straight into Mothim. The female Burmese are the ones that get the different Wormadons. So their evolution is Wormadon, and they are all going to be different. Like, they're all going to look different based on the cloak that the Burmy has. So a plant cloak Burmy would, with 50 candies, evolve into plant cloak Wormadon. And again, it's not a huge difference. It's not really a new Pokemon. It's not going to add anything new to your Pokedex. It's just for those completionists who want all the different forms of everything. There are three forms of that Wormadon. Again, the plant cloak, the sandy cloak, the trash cloak. So that's all the new stuff. It's kind of cool to see some new evolution things going on. The Gible is obviously the one everybody really wants. Who doesn't want one? I'm really excited. I'm really hoping they'll be in a community day soon because I want one. I know I saw Shadow for one and stupidly was like, oh, I'm going to go grab some stuff and I'll be right over to get it. And by the time I got there, it was gone and I haven't seen one since. And I'm still kicking myself. But those also can come out of eggs. So there is still hope. If you don't have any near you, they can come out of 10K eggs. So I guess start walking some eggs. So that's pretty much it for our new drop. One more thing, too, about the hippopotas. That has different colorations based on gender, so it's kind of like the Shellos and the Burmese, except it's not based on location, it's based on gender. So the male and female hippopotas have different coloration. So if you have a hippopotas that looks different than somebody else's, it's not because somebody has a shiny. They have not released shinies for that yet. It's because the male and female coloration for those are different. So just a thing to keep an eye out for. Then along with all these new Pokemon we got were the new lures that we've been talking about, and they're finally here and I'm so excited. So we got that Glacier Lure, which attract all the ice and snow Pokemon. It also can evolve Eevee into Glaceon. So if you are in range of the stop where there is a Glacial Lure, if you go into Eevee where the evolution text normally is, there will be an extra box that shows the Glacier Lure and will say evolve into Glaceon for 25 candies. So that's an option. Same thing with that mossy lure with Leafeon. Again, it attracts all the leaf Pokemon, bugs, that kind of stuff. But if you are in range of it and you select Eevee, it will give you an option to spend 25 candy to evolve it straight into Leafeon. The other evolution ones is the magnetic lure module, which does Magnezone and Probopass. So if you have a Magneton or a Nosepass and you are in range of that magnetic lure, again, a little thing where it has the evolution normally, it will have an extra one. Well, in these cases, it'll just have one because it doesn't normally have one. It'll have one and give you the option to evolve using that lure. It's really exciting. It's really cool. It's also a very cool way to do tasks and stuff. So if you have one of those tasks that's like catch 7 ice Pokemon, well, if it's the middle of the summer, that's not going to be super easy. But if you now drop just this Glacier Lure, all of a sudden it becomes doable and I don't have to throw that quest away, which I like. While we're talking about the Eeveelutions, I wanted to bring up the Eeveelution trick just to make sure everybody knows there are specific names you can use on your Eevees that if you name it, it will evolve into this specific evolution. This trick will only work once. So if you've already used it, it's not going to work again. Although a few of them do have other tricks, which I'll talk about in a second. Just to go through those, if you name your Eevee Rainer, R-A-I-N-E-R, it'll evolve into Vaporeon. Sparky will evolve into Jolteon. Pyro will evolve into Flareon. Sakura will evolve into Espeon. Tamao, T-A-M-A-O, will evolve into Umbreon. The new ones now are Linnea, L-I-N-N-E-A, will be a Leafeon, and Rhea, R-E-A, will turn into a Glaceon. Again, all of those naming trick things really only works once. It will not work a second time. For Espeon and Umbreon, you can do the buddy trick. So if you have the Eevee and you walk it for 10 kilometers, if you evolve it during the day, it will become an Espeon. And if you evolve it at night, it will be an Umbreon. And then Leafeon and Glaceon are those lures that we just talked about. So those are all our evolution tricks. And we have most of our evolutions now. I'm really excited. It's going to be a while before we get the next one. But I'm super excited to add Leafeon and Glaceon to my teams. Another thing that came to Pokemon Go this week is a ground type move called Earth Power. You can get this by doing a charge TM. It is a charge move. You can find it on certain Pokemon from the Sinnoh region will come with it. But it's also kind of working retroactively. So if you use that charge TM on a Nidoqueen, Nidoking, Aerodactyl, Camerupt, or Claydol, it also now has the chance to learn Earth Power, which is kind of fun. It's definitely for PvP battles as it lowers opponents' defense. So if you are interested in doing more PvP battling, this is a really cool move to get. Then on to the even more stuff that happened this week. Today, Tuesday the 21st, started Extraordinary Raid Week. We've not really had something like this before. I'm really excited to see it, especially with the shiny Lapras raids and the lunch, or it's not lunchtime this time, it's dinner time raids. It's gonna be cool. So just as a reminder, this is starting today, if you're listening to it today, Tuesday, May 21st, and it's going till next Tuesday, May 28th. All the raids are getting a little bit shaken up. So it's Tier 1 is Machop, Slakoth, Shinx, and Bronzor. All of those can be shiny except for Slakoth. Bronzor is a new shiny that they are adding today via raids that just came out. It's really cool. Tier 2 is Misdreavus, Krillia, Mawile, Feebas, Clamperl, and Bibarel. Out of those, Misdreavus, Mawile, Feebas, and Clamperl can all be shiny. Tier 3 is Alolan Raichu, Chansey, Scyther, Aerodactyl, and Floatzel. So shinies can be Raichu, Scyther, and Aerodactyl. Tier 4 is Alolan Marowak, Dragonite, Tyranitar, Absol, and Metagross. Only two shinies there, Absol and Alolan Marowak, but otherwise this is probably the strongest Tier 4 raid we've seen maybe ever. These are a lot of really big heavy hitters that are going to be awesome to add to teams if you don't have them already. Tier 5 is going to have more popping up, but it's not changing. It's your legendary lake trio in your respective region. The big thing obviously here is that Bronzor can now be shiny. You're also going to be getting 2x raid Stardust and 2x raid XP, which will be doubled again to 4x if you have a lucky egg on, or your 2,000 Stardust per raid becomes 3,000 with a star piece. Along with these, we also have new quests. So the sort of easy one is just win a raid. That will give you a Bronzor, which can be shiny. Win 3 raids will get you a fast TM, and win 5 raids will get you a charge TM. This is kind of fun. We've never seen a TM as a research reward before, so that's kind of fun, especially with the new ground move Earth Power. So that'll be pretty cool. Along with this, they're doing a raid hour tomorrow, if you're listening to this today. Tomorrow is Wednesday, May 22nd. It's going to be from 6 to 7 local time, so it's kind of like that lunch hour, except it's dinner hour. That is pretty fun. I'm excited for that. And it's all those same ones we just saw. It's just that everything is going to be increased raids. So it's not that there's anything new. It's not like the lunch hour where it was a specific Pokemon. It's still all the same raids that are going to be going on at this time. It's just going to be a lot more of them. Then the other one that a lot of people are really excited for, myself included, is that Lapras raid day. So this, depending on where you are, is going to be a little different. So if you're in the Americas, Greenland, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, or India, it's going to be Saturday, May 25th. If you're in the Asia Pacific, it's going to be Sunday, May 26th. All of them, no matter what day, is going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. This is going to be all Lapras in the raids. There are shiny Lapras available, so that would be awesome. I really want my shiny Lapras, and I never see Lapras, so this is probably the only way I'm going to get it. And just like our other kind of big raid day events with the legendaries and stuff, we are going to be receiving those 5 raid passes at the gym for no cost, so you can get in a bunch of raids even without getting your premium raid passes. After that, really the next thing coming up is our next community day is going to be Saturday, June 8th, again from 3 to 6 local time. This is coming up pretty quickly. They have not yet announced. I'm sure they'll announce it tomorrow. I feel like that's always what happens. But we don't know what it is. I'm still hoping for Ralts. So that's coming up. They did finally announce Pokemon Go Fest in Asia. It's going to be Tuesday, August 6th to Monday, August 12th. And it's going to be in the Minato Mirai area in Yokohama. So it's going to be also coinciding with their annual Pikachu breakout, which is really fun. If you've never seen it, Google videos. It's super cool. Tickets are going to be done the same way as Chicago and Dortmund, where you're going to kind of put it in over the course of 3 days and there'll be a lottery to see who can go. The last little thing that came out just today is that there is now a little tag about the special trades saying you can do only once a day or more during special events. So what this means, hopefully, is that for things like Pokemon Go Fest and other big events in Pokemon Go, we're going to be seeing more special trades, which is awesome because these are huge events with people all over the world with all the different Pokemon, the regionals, everything else. And we can finally trade them all more than once, because at a huge event like that, just one trade is not nearly enough. So thanks everybody for listening to our exciting Pokemon Go news. As always, if you have a question or comment, please feel free to email us at pokecastgo.podcast@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at GoPokecast. Thanks, trainers, and have a great day.